Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Org. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Stupher. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Stupher. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare strikes out. One out. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Obergfell moves to second. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to third. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eorg for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stupper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stupper hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 1 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foster for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hodges moves to third. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to second. Two outs. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges scores. Brooks moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Eorg moves to second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. John Stupper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stupper is 0 for 1 in the game. Stupper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a line drive into left field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stupper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 2 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Obergefell takes first base on ball 4. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Obergefell. The throw from Hodges and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Swan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eorg for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Steve Braun pinch hits for John Stupper. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Lonnie Smith pinch hits for Steve Braun. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kingman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Hendrick is chasing the ball. Kingman rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 2-0, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodges is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Mike Howard now playing left field. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-3 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ramsey pinch hits for Ken Obergfell. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Ramsey now playing third base. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ratajczak pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Gary Ratajczak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratajczak takes first base on ball 4. Brooks moves to second. Jim Cott now pitching. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks moves to third. Ratajczak moves to second. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it and throws to home to get Brooks. Ratajczak moves to third. Orozco moves to second. One out. Jeff Lottie now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it and throws to home to get Ratajczak. Orozco moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramsey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Brian Giles now playing second base. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Green pinch hits for Danny Org. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche pinch hits for Daryl Porter. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Tito Landrum pinch runs for Gene Tenarche. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.